USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
His fundamental belief in America was so ingrained in him.
That's former Republican presidential hopeful, now Utah U.S. Senate candidate Mitt Romney, speaking about John McCain, who passed away on Saturday. Romney says he admired McCain's sense of humor, even if he had to hear some of the jokes over and over.
He was a guy with a lot of jokes, which he told time and time again, always getting uproarious laughter, even from those of us who'd heard the jokes 100 times before.
President Trump making his first spoken remarks about McCain since his passing, saying at a dinner with evangelical leaders at the White House that he appreciated McCain's service to the country. A federal judge in Seattle deciding to extend a block on publishing instructions online for printing 3D guns as court challenges continue. And this is USA Radio News.
Are you one of those people who thinks it's okay to drive stoned? I mean, what's the worst that can happen? You end up driving below the speed limit? It's no big deal, right? Wrong. The truth is, your reaction times slow way down when you're high. You not only put yourself in danger, but everyone around you. Talk about a buzzkill. Stop kidding yourself. It's not okay to drive high. If you've been using marijuana in any form, do not get behind the wheel. If you feel different, you drive different. Drive high, get a DUI. Paid for by NHTSA.
I've been telling you for a year how great MyPillow is. Well, guess what? There's a great deal on MyPillow.com. You can get four pillows for about the price of one MyPillow. Click on the four-pack special when you go to MyPillow.com. Enter promo code USA. You'll get two MyPillow premium pillows and two go-anywhere pillows, perfect for travel, for half off. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the four-pack special, enter promo code USA, but do it now.
President Trump cheers a new trade deal with Mexico that he announces yesterday at the White House. The two nations have been working to renegotiate NAFTA, which Trump has called disastrous for America.
This has to do, they used to call it NAFTA, we're going to call it the United States-Mexico Trade Agreement. And we'll get rid of the name NAFTA. It has a bad connotation because the United States was hurt very badly by NAFTA.
Farmers will get nearly $5 billion in relief payments beginning next month. The Agriculture Department is going to begin paying farmers whose harvests have been hurt by what the Trump administration calls unjustified retaliation from foreign governments during an ongoing trade war. As many as 200,000 people are expected to roll into Milwaukee, Wisconsin for Harley-Davidson's 115th anniversary celebration. The free event is coming up later this week. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
The following update is for drivers who pay too much for car insurance due to DUIs, DWIs, tickets, or anything else. Our company specializes in low-cost SR22 auto insurance. We know that mistakes happen and offer free quotes for very affordable auto insurance meant specifically for you, the overpaying high-risk driver. The quote is free and we'll handle the filing so you can start saving money. Call 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725.
Voters are heading to the polls today for primaries in Arizona and in Florida. A race to replace retiring U.S. Senator Republican Jeff Flake has been a tough fight in Arizona. Flake not running for re-election, but Republican Congresswoman Martha McSally is going up against a former state lawmaker Kelly Ward. And controversial former Sheriff Joe Arpaio is a wild card in that race. Republicans in Florida will choose a candidate to replace Governor Rick Scott, who's running for U.S. Senate. Some thinly veiled criticism of President Trump is part of that letter that Senator John McCain left behind, writing it to the nation before he died. McCain writes in it, "Do not despair of our present difficulties, but believe always in the promise and greatness of America, because nothing is inevitable here." He told Americans to tear down walls, not to hide behind them. Some sports news. Odell Beckham Jr. is making it. He's going to be the highest paid wide receiver in football. The 25-year-old three-time Pro Bowler has reportedly agreed to a five-year, $95 million extension with New York's Giants. It includes $65 million in guaranteed money. Ooh, find us online at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.